Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. We're doing the Bible subject called the Bible Principle, Calling Those Things into Reality. And we're doing part 3A from the 19-part series. And in this topic, we're talking about in the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, we read, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light." In these scriptures, we see where God saw darkness, but he did not confirm that darkness. He did not say it was dark. He spoke what he wanted. He called for those things that he wanted and not what he had. And this is what God wants us to do as born-again believers, is to call the promises of God into our lives, call for things that we need and not what we have. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, we read, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things that do appear." In this scripture, it's telling us that the things that were made, that is the world and the heavens, were made of something that you could not see, and that substance you could not see was faith. God made man in his likeness to operate the same way, having dominion by calling things that do not exist as though they already existed. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, starting at verse 26, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Whatever God has given to us by way of his word or promise is our responsibility to call for them. The Holy Spirit is waiting to empower those words. Abraham's faith grew because he said what God said about himself. Your faith comes the same way. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me through this topic. The next topic coming up, we'll be dealing with faith comes by hearing and Romans 10:17. And this will be part 3B from the 19-part series. Thank you and God bless.